It's Anna and Raven's top five. Today, what's worse than glitter in your house? Top five. Hmm. This was a conversation I had with Dakota, my toddler.
What has happened?
I kind of threw it in my mouth.
All right, we have to go take care of the situation. Don't swallow it. Come on.
Can you understand what she's saying right here?
I kind of threw it in my mouth.
Not at all.
She's... We're painting her walls in her room, and she asked for a gold wall. So the painter had the great idea that he would allow her to throw glitter, which to me, I wanted to die when he said that.
Sounds a terrible idea.
No,
right.
But I am a good mom, and I'm like, this is what the girl wants, and we can let her do it, right? She threw the glitter handful directly into her own mouth. So now she has a mouth full of glitter, and
right.
It's all over the floors and the walls. And now we have to go get the glitter out of her mouth. If you would like to see the video, because there is, you can go check out our Instagram. Go to the stories at Anna and Raven. And I started thinking about it. I go, you know what? This is my nightmare, because now there's glitter everywhere. There's
right.
Everywhere. It's being trekked all around the house, the brand new house, you know?
Right.
So.
And you never get it out. That's the worst part about it.
No.
It's going to be there for the life of you owning that home.
If you ever come to my house, expect that you're going to leave with gold glitter everywhere.
Attached to you, right?
Yes. Top five things that you think are worse than glitter in your house. Number five, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Sand. Sand is the worst.
One time we scratched one of our countertops because we brought in a cooler from the beach and there was just the teeniest bit of sand on the bottom. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's marble or granite, whatever, like it'll scratch just about anything.
And it never goes away. Even if you sweep and you vacuum, like you'll still be like, wait a minute, what is that on the bottom of my foot? Oh, it's more sand.
Right.
Olivia, number four, what's worse than glitter all over your house?
I'm going to say Christmas tree needles.
Oh, boy.
They are there forever.
Forever.
Yeah, you keep finding them. It's like March and you're like, wait a minute, what?
They get into crevices, and then it's impossible to get them out.
The word crevice, it's a good word.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes.
It's a weird word, but it's a good word.
Andrew, number three.
I hate when I'm finding, like, food, like Cheerios or, like, goldfish or, like, crumbs all over the house.
Anything that's small and edible is gross when you find it in your couch cushions and it just gets everywhere.
See, I've got a dog who just, he's a vacuum cleaner, so I don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
But I can remember before I had my dog, I would find cat treats, all sorts of different stuff. And it's always clumped in some hair and a dust bunny.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, this is just, it's terrible. You feel like this is a breeding ground for something horrific.
Cheerios and goldfish, the problem I have with those isn't so much in my house, it's in my car.
Oh, right.
It's all under the car seat. It's disgusting.
Returning a lease.
Yeah.
They're like, this is from 3 years ago.
Yeah. That's happening this Sunday. Get ready.
Wow.
All right. Number two, worse than glitter in your house.
But when me and my sister were younger, they turfed our field at school, and my mom used to be pissed because the turf would come in our socks and get all over the carpet.
Yes. I used to take a boot camp on a turf at a high school, and I would come home, and it would be in my hair, in my clothes, all those little tiny black things. What
it
are
was
those
everywhere.
Things?
And it left stains. Yeah. It left stains on everything.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible one. Good call. Good choice.
Yeah. Camilla, number one, the worst thing in your home besides glitter.
Play-Doh. It gets everywhere. It gets all over the house. It's Play-Doh.
I have Play-Doh all over my house right now. Absolutely none. I'm throwing it out as she's using it, and I'm never allowing it back in my home again.
In the house, that's the worst. I'll give you the equivalent outside, gum on a hot day.
Yep.
Because if it's on the ground, you step on it, or if it's on your tire or something, it's all over your car. You're never getting rid of it.